we are back, and as you can hear from the music that's being piped into our sound system, it's time to go to ring announcer Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is scheduled for one fall and will hold a 30-minute time limit. Coming down the aisle, hailing from Houston, Texas, and weighing in tonight at 230 pounds, he looks to capture WWE gold for the first time since his debut here. You know him as the Crippler, Matt McLean!
As Matt McLean makes his way down the aisle, let me say this about the Crippler. No matter how bad the stakes are, this guy never seems to lose focus once the opening bell sounds. In fact, Matt McLean has been given the name the Thinking Man's Wrestler from his peers because he always studies his opponents and tries to break them down both scientifically and systematically. Bottom line is Matt McLean does not stop until there's nothing left of his opponent. As for Matt's weaknesses, well, I know one thing and that's obvious. It's definitely got to be his temper. Once Matt McLean loses it, he loses it, folks. Tonight, look for Matt McLean to have all his buttons pushed. And his buttons are going to be pushed by this. Folks, as we await the arrival of Todd Knight, we can hear his new intro music queuing up across the arena. Oh, it's accompanied by a huge display of red and gold pyrotechnics. Seems like Todd Knight has updated his intro, and it's definitely more fitting for WWA World Television Champion. Across the stage from left to right, and wow, what an entrance for Knight, leaving a huge cloud of grayish smoke hanging in the air. I can now see Todd Knight through the box, standing in the middle of the opening, bobbing his head to the beat of his brother's latest hit, Addicted. Making his way through the haze, I can see Todd Knight tonight is wearing a baggy pair of blood-stained white Echo shorts and a pair of blood-stained white Nikes. Hey, are those the same clothes Knight wore at Changes when he won the World Television title? Folks, I can't believe it. Knight is still wearing the clothes that he bled in a month ago. Is this guy nuts or what? Look, he still has a large bandage on the left side of his forehead, and as anyone could imagine, Todd Knight must definitely still be feeling the effects of what happened on the last show. With the WWA World Television Championship belt strapped around his waist, Knight walks to the edge of the left side of the stage, and getting closer to the crowd, you can see, in a sarcastic manner, him throwing both arms up in the air with a quick double arm flex. You've got to be kidding me. He's pointing to the title. Look at this arrogant bastard. What's he saying? Oh, my God. Todd Knight just mouthed to the crowd the words, "I'm the man." What an arrogant prick. Climbing onto the ring apron, Knight takes his TV title off, and he's thrusting it up in the air with both hands, and look at him continue to taunt this already angry crowd. In my opinion, Todd Knight is going to have to cheat his way through this match, because it's clear to me that he's still feeling the effects from the injuries he suffered at Changes. As the crowd continues to get on Todd Knight's case, you can see the Canadian fans are seriously getting Knight agitated. Oh my God, he's flipping off the audience. Gee, Todd, that's certainly a great way to build your fan base. What, you hate me? What did I ever do to you?
Entering the ring, he hails from Houston, Texas, and weighs tonight at 220 pounds. He is known throughout the world as a cruiserweight legend and by some, the PACW Hardcore Icon. He is a man who now carries the title of reigning and undisputed WWA World Television Champion. Simply put, he is a nightmare, Todd Knight!
Folks, Todd Knight has just taken the microphone away from Michael Stuffer, and it appears the World Television Champion has something to say to his opponent before the bell rings. Well, take it away, champ!
You know, just a few seconds ago, I was prepared to come out here and tell all you people what a pleasure it was going to be defending my newly won WEWA World Television Championship right here tonight for the very first time against the Crippler, Matt McClain. But then I stepped out here and I heard all the chants and all the boos and all you people disrespecting me, and I realized something. I realized just how much I hate Canada. And I realized how much I hate every single one of you people here tonight. Oh yeah, chant all you want, chant all you want, I don't give a damn. I don't care what you people think. See, I don't, that little bald, toothless, fat little bastard over there in the Rick Righteous t-shirt, you better shut your mouth before I come down there and put a fork in your head. Oh, you think that's funny? You think that's funny, huh, Grandma? I'll come down there and I'll rip that blue wig off your head so fast. Screw this. Screw this and screw you people and screw Canada.
Screw Canada? Has Todd lost his mind? Tossing the microphone down to one of the seconds. Knight now hands his belt to the referee and dismounting the turnbuckle. Uh-oh, he's coming face to face with Matt McClain in the center of the ring. And folks, we have an old-fashioned stare-down going on inside the squared circle. The referee now pushes both wrestlers apart, sending them into opposite corners and signaling for the bell. It's time for Knight versus McClain. And here we go! Both men circle the logo and diving into a collar tie. It's a heavier McClain who forces Knight into the ropes, breaking the hold in. McClain cautiously backpedals into the middle of the ring. You can see Knight does not look happy that he was just bullied backwards. Collar tie for a second time in the far corner, and McClain shows his wrestling skills by dumping Knight right onto the back of his head with a textbook fireman's carry. Hook of the leg for the 1, 2. Knight immediately kicks out, and folks fighting up into the corner. The referee once again asks McClain to break the holes clean. McClain is no good guy, but as you can see, he is 100% focused on Knight, just like I predicted he would be. McClain holds up his fingers, asking Knight if he's willing to engage in a test of strength, and Knight accepts the challenge, interlocking his fingers over the logo. Knight takes the bait, and McClain transitions into a side headlock. Hip toss brings the champion down onto the canvas, and folks, it's clear to me that Matt McClain is definitely the smarter of the two when it comes to raw wrestling skills. Knight pulls the hair of McClain and counters with the head scissor, but it's McClain who quickly escapes using a kick out, rotating up to their feet and nodding their heads. Listen to the Canadian crowd applaud the efforts of these two warriors. Knight asks for another test of strength, and now it's McClain who's extending his hand. Oh, he just got a kick to the stomach by Todd Knight. Matt bends over from the abdominal drop and slamming his forearm to the back of the shoulders of McClain. Here goes McClain down to one knee. He's picking McClain up, and he's sending him in the corner. Irish whip, and he hits the turnbuckle with a thud. Matt stumbles with his leg shaking into the center ring. Oh! Knight unloads with a vicious clothesline that forces McClain back into the turnbuckle. Hard knife and chomps by the champion, fire into McClain's chest, and raking the eyes, Knight blinds the challenger, giving him the ability to Irish whip McClain into the ropes. The foggy McClain comes off the nylon, and it's Knight who closes in, delivering a torso-twisting knee. Hook of the leg in the cover of the count. 1, 2, 3, no kick out by McClain, and this one's going to continue. Thus far, both men have showed their superior ringmanship, but I have to think right now that I have to give the edge to the champion. Irish whip by Knight is reversed by McClain, and it looks like I spoke too soon. Sidewalk slam on the champion, and just like that, Matt McClain has regained the edge. Pulling Knight off the canvas, McClain sends the champion into ropes once again with another Irish whip. And here comes Knight on the rebound, and down goes Knight, the product of McClain. Shoulder block. McClain feels the tide is turning and pulling Knight from the mat. Looks for another Irish whip, but Todd reverses a hold. Charging in hard, it's another clothesline from hell by Knight. And folks, Matt McClain cannot make those mistakes when he's inside the ring with a veteran like Todd Knight. Knight rolls from the ring, and what's he doing, folks? Uh-oh, he's headed my way. Hey, Todd. Hey, where are you going with that belt? Man, Todd Knight just took his TV title, and he's walking out of the match. He's leaving. I don't believe it. Uh-oh, hold on. Wait, look at McClain is up, and now he's through the ropes, and Matt McClain is out running after Todd Knight. Forearm to the back of the head of Knight stops the champion from beating feet and twisting around on one foot. McClain delivers a tooth-removing discus punch, and there goes Knight, head over heels, back down the ramp towards the ring. The crowd has exploded, and folks, only in Canada would you ever hear anyone cheer for Matt McClain. feeding the tank count and rolling Knight back into the ring. McLean now falls, looking for a snap suplex, yanking up on the jean shorts of Knight. Oh, that had a sting. Knight grimaces from the drop and hooking the leg. We have a new champion. 1, 2, 3. No, the referee says Todd Knight barely got his shoulder up, and this one's going to continue. Dragging Knight into the corner, McLean appears to be coming unglued and stomping away at Knight, folks. Todd Knight appears to be in deep, deep trouble. Off the canvas by his bald head, and into the corner goes Knight, who leaps up onto the second turnbuckle. Here comes McLean charging in. He can't put on the brakes. Crossbody lock into a 1, 2, 3. No, oh my God, he's in. No, the referee signals 2, folks, and Matt McLean barely kicked out. Knight certainly has the speed from what I've seen on that last move, and Todd Knight still is very dangerous inside this ring. Popping McLean up into the opposite corner. Knight goes to the body with a series of closed hand punches. McLean fires back. Oh, I think he just stunned Knight. Did you see that? Awesome snapping fist to the bridge of Todd Knight's nose. The champion wobbles in place, and the challenger drives Moon into the midsection. Forearms are followed by a devastating knee lift to the base, and down goes Todd Knight, completely unaware of what's going on inside the ring. McLean pulls up on the ropes using his foot to choke Todd Knight, and Todd Knight is now in jeopardy of losing his television title. The champion manages to roll from the ring, hitting the mat with a thud, and here comes Matt McLean through the ropes, tossing Knight back into the ring. McLean regains his composure, and I'm spelling a title change, folks. Shoulder to the mat for the cover and the count. 1, 2, 3. No, Knight gets his foot on the ropes, folks, and this one's going to continue. McLean pulls up Knight once again by the head, and Buddy slams him on the logo. McLean pulls him up again, and the scoop slam that follows. Once again, making the press. 1, 2. Knight will not give up. Kick out by the champion, and Matt McLean just has to wonder how much pain Todd Knight is willing to suck up in order to retain his title. Reverse chin lock by the crippler, and Todd Knight is now bleeding from the mouth, and Matt McLean is releasing the hold from Bob. Oh, Jesus, did you see that? Mr. Miyagi would be proud. Side karate kick to the head of Todd Knight, and the champion has toppled over onto his side, and this one is over. 1, 2, 3, can you believe it? Todd Knight kicked out, and Matt McLean is starting to grow very, very frustrated. Reverse chinlock once again by McLean for a second time, but this time it's Knight who rotates to his feet as the challenger transitions into a side headlock. Elbow by Knight creates a little bit of wiggle room and tossing McLean in the direction of the ropes. Knight follows up, missing with a wild forearm. McLean counters into a fireman's carry position, and arching back. Oh, he just dumped Todd Knight onto the logo with a killer Samoan drop. Six a fork in the champion, he's done. 1, 2. No, no, he did it again. Knight kicked out, and I don't believe it. This one's going to continue. Matt McLean is now frustrated in the ring, and it looks like he's snapping for a second time in this contest as he goes to work with punches and punches. Knight breaks the eyes, and I'm stunned. Todd Knight is actually fighting back with what strength, I just don't know. Irish whip by McLean sends the challenger into the ropes, and wow, what a leaping drop kick by Todd Knight. The champion is not going for the cover. I'm not sure why, but he's pulling McLean back off the canvas, and he's sending him into the ropes for a second time. Here comes McLean on the rebound, and up and over the high back body drop, and Knight makes the press. 1, 2. McLean kicks out, and folks, Todd Knight needs to be concerned with how easily Matt McLean just got his shoulders off that canvas. Fans, Knight is running on empty and driving McLean into the corner. Look at Knight, giving all he's got behind his punches. McLean slumps over the top rope, and it's Knight who immediately climbs the turnbuckle. Where's he going? What's he going to do? Hangman's neckbreaker snaps McLean. Rope first across the top rope, and now up onto the ring apron. It appears Todd Knight has a wobbly and stunned Matt McLean exactly where he wants him. McLean is teetering from side to side. Springboard stands by Knight, and he's hooking on both legs. 1, 2. McLean kicks out, folks, but how much time could possibly be left in this contest? Back up into the turnbuckle with a thud goes McLean. Advanced Todd Knight is completely exhausted as Knight takes a second to regain his strength. Well, wait a second. What the hell is Matt McLean doing? Is McLean undoing the turn? Hey, don't undo the turnbuckle. Don't pull that off. You'll expose the steel. McLean tosses the protected padding outside the ring, and here comes Knight. Charging in with the head of steam. He misses a wild haymaker. McLean with the move to the midsection, and Knight doubles over in pain. Stands up, chop, and McLean whips Knight into the exposed turnbuckle. Knight leaps up into the air, avoiding the collision, and here comes McLean with reckless abandon. McLean eats steel. Reverse hurricane runner gets the champion across the logo, and Todd Knight is out calling for his nighttime finisher. Joining the top rope, here he comes through the air, rolling me across the head of McLean, and Todd Knight collapses on the challenger. 1, 2, 3, Todd Knight has retained the World Television Championship, and my God, what a performance by both of these men!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, and still, WWE World Television Champion, the Nightmare, Todd Knight!
Oh, from behind, it's a Spectre with a TV title, and he just slug-magged in the back of the head. Spectre pulls Knight off the canvas, and up into the window peak. Down with the guillotine as security has stormed the ring. And fans, it appears that the Spectre has now taken an interest in our World Television Champion, Todd Knight. To the side, you can see Matt McLean still recovering from that nighttime finisher. And fans, we have to take a break. But when we return, it's going to be Candace Hoffman trying to find out why exactly Mr. Batiste's limo is still parked here at the arena. Hey, Spectre, you got any more of that popcorn?